Right. So the question we left off is, what was the Ibaya of Talmidei Rav? That's the question. Do you say, and there's one side is that what? That Haseba in, lo Haseba lo. And the other side is that since they said Nezel v'Nechol, that's Kaseba Dami. How do you define that Ibaya? See, the question's like this. One side holds, like you said, like what we've been saying all along. There's a certain concept of a tzir of das l'suda. And suda is a certain, is in halacha, a certain type of a phenomenon. And it requires, a real suda really requires haseba. That really is the hallmark of a suda. So if you say the essence of the chi of zimun is the fact that they need a tzir of das lasuda, then it's going to have to be haseba. I mean, all your words aren't going to be able to make up for that character of achila. It just can't. That's it. There's a certain character in achilas haseba. And all the nechol v'nezels aren't going to help you. That's one side. The other side, the maskana really, is a little bit different. It's really the tzir of das that's really essentially related to birchas hamazon. Meaning, it's a tzir of das, yes, for an achila, but it's the achila that will be mechayev them in birchas hamazon. It's achila mechayevus osam in birchas hamazon. As long as they have a tzir of das for that kind of an achila, then there's a chi of zimun. In other words, the suda and the achila is like a backdrop in a sense. It's the situation that brings about the chiyuvim, but it's not really the tzir of das for the achila essentially that creates the chiyuv. It's the tzir of das really that's related for the ultimate objective of birchas hamazon. So as long as they have a tzir of das for an achila, i.e. pas. You see? Then that will create a chiyuv zimun. Suda, of course, automatically does that. That's by definition a tzir of das for such an achil like that. That's for sure. Because that is automatically the mitzurafim. But over here, where you're just doing yeshiva, there is no tziruf. So the nasal, the neichal, creates the tziruf. But it's a tziruf not for a certain character of suda, but it's a tziruf to an achila that brings about a chi of birchas hamazon. So that we created a tziruf between us insofar as chiyuvei birchas hamazon are concerned. I'm going to do an achila, tzvina mimchayev in birchas hamazon. You're going to do an achila. And we're saying, let's do that together. That achila we're going to do together. That's mechayev in birchas hamazon. And that's why, since we were mitzurafim, so therefore, since we're mitzurafim vis-a-vis chi of birchas hamazon, that's why we're chayev in a higher form of birchas hamazon. The achila is like the backdrop, like the substratum, to bring about the chiyuvei birchas hamazon. And once we're all chayev in birchas hamazon, in a manner of through and we're chayev in a tziruf, that brings about gadol Hashem iti yirom Hashmo yachdav. So far as the birchas hamazon is really concerned, which has a lot of sense to it, and that's the maskana. See, that's really the idea. The suda and all these things are really a backdrop. They're a substratum. But the key thing, really, halachically, is are we mitzurafim lebirkas hamazon? To the chi of birkas hamazon, are we mitzurafim? Are we related insofar as birkas hamazon is concerned? So that's why you don't need su'uda. You see, you don't need su'uda. A yeshiva will be sufficient, of course, provided that there's a tziruf for that ma'isa achila. I.e. a ma'isa achila of pas, of course. That's what the Gemara holds. They didn't know. That was their question. Until the Ahu Saba showed them that the only way to resolve a contradiction between the Tosefta and the Mishnah, right, because the Mishnah says, hey, Seibu only, and yeshiva, no. And the Tosefta says that even yeshiva is good. It's good enough to create a chi of a zimun. So you have a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa and the Tosefta. So he showed them the only way to resolve that is to say that the Braisa, when it says yeshiva, that was a case where they did say nechel v'nezel. So you had a tzir of das for an achila that's mechayevis in Berchus Amazon. And that's the Maskanas HaGemara. That's the way we pass him. That was the question. In terms of halacha, nezel v'nechel lachma is basically saying, let's have a tzir of das for an achila tz mechayevis and berchus amazon. That's what it's really saying. That's how the halacha views that experience, that joining, that tziruf. That's what its meaningfulness is from a halachic standpoint. It's a tzir of das for a certain achila. What is that achila? Achila is going to be mechayev and birchas hamazon. They don't have to openly state that. That's what it is. That's by definition what it is. And since they have a tzir of das for such an achila, therefore that's why they now are, well, not only entitled but are chayavim in this higher form of Birchas Hamazon, in a greater kiyum of Birchas Hamazon, al yedei tziruf bracha. I'm trying to say it's really the birch, it's the tziruf to the chi of Birchas Hamazon that's really the essential cause of Zeman. But of course, I mean, this doesn't happen in thin air. So the substratum, the necessary scaffolding, of course, is a suda. And no doubt, and of course, a suda is based on, a certain psychology. I mean, like we explained, we're not dropping any of our previous points. That makes sense out of this whole area. You know, those are important points. You know, otherwise, you know, I was telling the kids in school, you know. You know, without that idea of what's happening in a suda and in eating in general, you just don't understand the whole area of tziruf. It's just like a halachic term, like it has no basis in reality, you know? I think that's an important thing. I think I stressed that to you guys like when we learned Tom Kicker with the Reb Chaim. You know, these terms, you know, they sound very nice, very lumdish. But if they have no relationship to reality, they're very strange. You know what I mean? It just misses the whole tom, if you can excuse my pun. There's no tom to the Torah. You know, the Torah it's geared for the human being, for Adam. Yeah, you have to look at these things and see where they, what constructs and concepts the Torah is utilizing and putting into a halachic framework. You know, like the Rav said, like his father loved Bava Metzia because it took psychology, you know, the whole area, all the migos, it took the whole area of psychology and gave it a halachification insofar as dine mamonis. You know what I mean? You got to realize that's what it is. And same thing here. That this is the backdrop of the whole area of Zimun and Birkas Zimun and why it exists. You know, see, it's interesting now. It comes out like, on one hand, the Talmidei Rav, it's like it wasn't like a fact that they didn't know. You know what I mean? It was a basic concept. They weren't sure which was the real. They weren't sure which was the essential concept that is the mechayev of Zeman. On the other hand, it's amazing that you had these all these great Amorayim, Talmidei Rav, who didn't get that, who didn't have that in their Masorah. I mean, that's what Rav Adak taught Kriya. It's interesting. It is amazing.